Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and it is time for us to get a chance to visit with Major Jeff over at the Salvation Army office in Mason City. How you doing this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. And you?
Fantastic. You know, it's we're coming up on Thanksgiving, and obviously Christmas right around the corner, and get the sun up, and we get a chance to smile a little bit today. But what we have now is the opportunity to get a little bit of an update on how the Christmas Kettle campaign, the bell ringing campaign, is going, and we're off and running. We got an early start this year, Jeff. Maybe you can fill everybody in and on how things are going so far.
Yeah, we were able to start a little bit early, a week early. We started on November 9th. We didn't have that many volunteers because it's different. You know, just anything different is always a little bit hard to do. But we're seeing more volunteers. We are not full. We need more volunteers to fill our kettles. And there's a couple ways people can do that. They can go to registertoring.com and sign themselves up, or they can call the office at 424-4031. And talk to Mona, and she'd be happy to sign you up. Or if someone just wants to give from home, give from their computer, they can go to masoncityredkettle.org online, and it's all secure, it's all safe. And, we're just putting out the plea that we need our kettles full because the need is so great this year, and we don't want to let the people down.
You know, and that's something that really needs to be harped on just a little bit is the need. And you're seeing that firsthand on a day-to-day basis. Maybe you can tell the folks what people are going through in our community right now.
Well, as most everybody knows, I think by now, is that just, you know, millions of Americans have been infected or impacted by COVID-19, and there's just unprecedented need. We will continue to respond until we are completely out of everything. But we know that as this continues, it's only going to grow, and our ability to raise these vital funds to serve the community is also at risk because of COVID. So we're working hard to try and figure out creative ways to allow people to give and to create partnerships that help to support the most vulnerable in our communities. We just need people's involvement. And I know the will is there, and maybe it's just the knowledge that not everyone has, so I really appreciate you allowing me on here to tell folks how they can go about helping. They can, you know, they can sign up to ring, they can give online if they don't feel safe being outside and going to a kettle. But, yeah, the need is greater this year, and our ability to meet that need has been diminished because of our limited fundraising capability. So this is really an important time for us.
And it's that time, too, when people, we have a lot of cares in our own families and in our own little world and circle that we all live in. But sometimes we need to just look outside that circle and help those that are around us as well. And this is one way that people can do it and show their Christmas spirit and frankly their love for their fellow man at a time like this when we can raise some funds together.
Absolutely. It all comes down to a collective effort. It takes the help of the community for a group such as ours, such as the Salvation Army, and the way we serve the community. We are completely run on community donations, and so it's a circle that has to be completed, and because of COVID there's some gaps in that circle, and so we're just really sending out a plea for people who are able to help to help, if you're able to give to give, and if you're able to pray for the whole thing, just keep us in your prayers.
When it comes to those people ringing the bells right now, and again, I fully understand, and you do too, about maybe some cautions that people are taking this year with being out there with the COVID-19 virus situation the way it is. But you're taking, again, all the precautions necessary for folks to stay healthy, and that's a part of it.
Yes, all of our bell ringers are wearing masks. All of our kettle giving stations have disinfectant wipes, and we stay 6 feet distance. We try and do everything that all the guidelines that we've been given. We want to stay by those guidelines. We don't want to be part of the problem. We want to be part of the solution.
And that can be, in some situations, I suppose it can be a little challenging trying to stay back away from the kettle, yet still ring to draw attention to the kettle. But in most of the locations, I would guess it's achievable anyway.
Oh, absolutely. And the kettles that we've had out, and we've had wonderful volunteers so far. I don't want to make it sound like we haven't had any. We've had wonderful volunteers. We just haven't had all our sites full, which we really need to have if we're going to make our goal. But yeah, everyone's doing fine. Everyone understands, all the volunteers understand that it's their part of their responsibility to be safe with the donors who are walking by into the stores.
Yeah, and again, I think the other thing that we've added this year with the Salvation Army locally is the opportunity to just give to at masoncityredkettle.org, and that's a way online that people can give directly. If they can't give of their time and they can't give to the kettle as they might normally do on all of their shopping trips, maybe they're more inside now, but that's an opportunity for them to give directly to the local operation.
Absolutely, and it makes it's safe. It's very safe online. It can't be hacked. It's, I believe, 525 encryption, or I'm not really a computer geek, but I know that means it's really safe. And so it's safe to be able to do it. Safe if you're of high risk and you're afraid to go out of the house, it's the simplest way to help out with the ongoing pandemic and us being able to serve the underprivileged.
I heard somebody say this the other day, and maybe I'll get your comment about it too. I heard someone say, well, isn't it tough that the Salvation Army has to try to raise money at this time? And I said, well, you know, honestly, I said, when times are tough, that's when organizations like the Salvation Army or like the Red Cross, or like the Hawkeye Harvest Food Bank, or the Community Kitchen, that's when they just go to work harder. You're called on in challenging times, Major, to step up, and the Salvation Army always does.
Absolutely. Throughout our history, it's always been our strong suit that when something terrible happens, or there's an emergency or extreme need, that the Salvation Army figures out the best way to serve that need. And obviously, money's not our most important thing, but we all know that we can't do the service without the money. But we do it because we're led by God to help our fellow man. That's one of our first goals as Christian people, is to help those who need the help. And so no matter what the struggles are, no matter how hard it is, we will do our best, and we will enlist the forces around us to help us do our best so that the folks who are the most needy in our community can be still served.
You guys are doing a great job. I know you're basically new in Mason City. This is your first year in Mason City, and doing a terrific job. And I know you're going to get volunteers that are going to step up and ring that bell for the Salvation Army. And they can call Mona, too, out at the office at 424-4031, or go to registertoring.com, or give directly at masoncityredkettle.org. A lot of different ways. Major, good to have you on the radio with us this morning on KGLO.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.
Yep. Take care, my friend.
You too. Bye-bye.
AM 1300 KGLO, getting it said for Mason City and for all of North Iowa.